This episode of the Kona Edge is brought to you by Wheel Science. If you're looking for world-class carbon wheels that are UCI approved, come with a lifetime warranty and shipped free worldwide, then check out Wheel Science. Get all the performance at half the price, and when you use the coupon code KONAEDGE at checkout, you'll get an extra 10% discount. To learn more, head over to thekonaedge.com/wheels to find out more, or click on the link in your podcast player now. That's thekonaedge.com/wheels.
This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the world championships on the Big Island.
Welcome on to this edition of the Kona Edge. Time to chat some cycling as we head back to Australia and Sydney. And it's a great pleasure to welcome Jacinta Orlin back onto the podcast. Jacinta, welcome back.
Hello.
Jacinta, this, obviously we want to talk bike today, but this is the area that you've had to work on the hardest. Correct me if I'm wrong, but it was the area that you struggled with the most, and you've put in hours and hours and hours to get better on the bike, haven't you?
Well, yeah, probably not as much as I should have, but I definitely there was times when I was, you know, doing the double ride on the weekend to get stronger, and I did focus on that for a few years. I never just loved the bike riding. I don't know whether it's the danger factor or the time factor or the, I mean, in beautiful weather, it's great cycling, but I find it really hard in winter months getting out there and out the door and out into the elements. You know, us skinny triathletes trying to keep warm as well, and I used to be the biggest complainer. Everyone around me is like, oh, would you just be quiet?
Just talk to me
I can't feel my hands. And I'm at McCars Creek crying my eyes out because it's so cold, and what a wuss.
Oh, that's too funny. Tell me about some of the things that you've done that you think have really moved the needle on your bike, that's improved your performance over time.
Definitely, the strength work. So a lot of hill repeats, big chain ring, which obviously isn't great for your knees, but if you manage it, well enough. And then we all know that you need to do the K's. I wasn't a big fan of doing the huge K's. I'd rather do, you know, four and a half hour ride with some solid efforts and intervals in it, and some hills, and boosted up that way. That was kind of the key more for me than just going out riding dials. Sounds like that would be pointless.
You mentioned the safety aspect and not loving the bike, which is in total contrast to your swim, because you absolutely love the swim. Is it something that you've tried to love, or has it just been a slog the whole time?
Yeah, no, like there have been moments where I'm like, oh, I'm getting really fit on the bike, I'm really enjoying this, and it's definitely in the summer months when I'm doing more of it and you've got a good group around you, and you can feel yourself, you know, riding better and descending better and climbing better and feeling more comfortable on the bike. Obviously, the more you do on the bike, the more comfortable you are, and, you know, obviously getting out in the TT bike and down the bars and doing a lot of work there, because obviously that's how you race. It was always a bit of a struggle for me, to be completely honest.
Did you, when you're training for a big race, do you tend to do most of the stuff outdoors, or are you doing more indoors?
So, depending what time of the year the race was, but for Kona last year, I did most of my training, a lot of it indoors. I didn't have a huge circle to ride with at the time. Like, it wasn't, my crew weren't really training for Ironman, so I just said to my coach, like, let's just do as many as we can indoors. And Sydney's getting really dangerous now, riding on the roads, and I just thought, well, it's, you know, more convenient, and probably didn't help my knee injury either, but it's funny because the two fastest bike splits I've ever done over Ironman have both been in Kona, which is weird.
That is strange. What do you attribute that to?
I have no idea, to be completely honest. I've had the great swim and the great bike in Kona both times and then just fallen apart on the run. I don't know, yeah, both my PBs. My actually last, the race at Kona last year was my fastest ever bike split for an Ironman, so I don't know. I think it's a bit of luck.
That's amazing.
And we did have amazing conditions last year, I must admit. So yeah, I think that really helped. It even rained on the bike at one point, so it's like, whoa, that never happens in Kona.
No, absolutely. Jacinta, talk to me about gear. You mentioned your first race was on a really heavy clunker of a bike. Obviously, things have changed technology-wise. How big a role do you think being on a really good bike plays in being able to bike fast?
To be completely honest, I think it's completely overrated. I don't even have DI2. I'm like still on gear and shifters. I've only got a Cannondale Spy TT. It's a regular bike. I don't think I paid more than $3,000 for it. Maybe that's why I didn't ride as fast as I could have. I don't know, but I just think, yeah, it's what's on the bike, not the bike.
Yep, absolutely. It's the engine.
It's the engine. Can have all the fancy gear, but I don't know how much difference that makes, to be completely honest.
Do you train to power on the bike, or how do you do things?
Do you know, I've never had a power meter on my bike. I don't even have a speedo.
I love that.
I just only ever rode by feel, and that was it. I only got my first ever Garmin watch last year. So before that, I just used a Timex watch. So I'm so old school.
That's amazing.
I think like now, if I was to continue in this sport, I'd definitely get a power meter because it, you know, it, you can't escape reality with that. But I just never adopted it, and I just went by heart rate generally.
What was that? Just that there was no attraction to using it as a metric in training? What was the reason for not going down that road?
I don't know. I kind of only really got fancy the last few years, really. I don't know, maybe longer ago, I don't know, but I just felt like I got enough out of my training just using heart rate and racing. I just went by feel, and that always seemed to go better for me. So I just thought, don't break something that's not broken and change it. And I just didn't have much interest. I don't know, yeah.
And it's funny, Jacinta, because, again, this is something we talk about often, is that people get so caught up in those numbers, the power numbers and whatever, that they actually forget what it feels like, that they don't have that innate ability to know themselves, their body, and how they react to things.
Yeah, and it's funny because, like, in saying that, when I did get my watch, that obviously, you know, tracks pace, time, whatever, when I would go out running, I reckon I'm running at about 4:40 pace right now. And I look down and I'm not joking. I would be within 5 seconds outside every single time, whether I was running 5.5 minute K's or if I was running 4 minute K pace, or I just knew myself so well that I just had trained myself. I knew exactly what my, you know, pacing was. So it takes a lot of years to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. For someone who doesn't enjoy the bike that much, what's your favorite workout?
Oh, my favorite workout. I don't know if I have one. my favorite workout on the bike. It'd be like a 4-hour indoor trainer session of some sort with some intervals, I'd say. Being able to watch something on TV.
So you don't have to think about the bike.
Yeah, pretty much.
I love that. Jacinta, thank you very much for your time once again here on the Kona Edge. I look forward to talking about your run, but we'll save that for next time now.
Okay, no worries.
If you've enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge, I want to invite you to check out the Coach Parry Training Club. The Coach Parry Training Club is the essential resource for anyone at any stage of their triathlon journey. Whether you're just starting out in the sport and training for your first sprint distance race, or if you've been around the block a few times and are looking to take your Ironman performance to the next level, then the Coach Parry Training Club can help you. Developed by double Olympic and Commonwealth Games triathlon coach Lindsay Parry and myself, the Coach Parry Training Club is the go-to online platform for your training needs. It's like having a coach in your pocket Get 20% off when you join the Coach Parry Training Club by using the coupon code KONA at checkout. Head over to thekonaedge.com/coach or click on the link in your podcast player now. That's thekonaedge.com/coach.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge. We'll be right back.